Well, thank you. First, I want to thank Bob and Jeannie and Barney and Vicki and Jan just for their love and support. I think the longest person I've known is Bob Blenfeldt, and then I met Jeannie at the Power for Abundant Living class back in 74, so that was a long time ago, and so it's just amazing the great journey that we all have had because someone spoke to us. And so first thing I want you to do, and that is I would like for you to close your eyes. Just close your eyes and think about that moment of time, or it can be a combination of time, that got to you a place where you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord. And that point led you to know more about God. It could have been when you were 10 years old. It could have been at church camp. It could have been reading a verse that just spoke to you. Or it can be like me at a Billy Graham crusade when I was 16 years old. But it wasn't until later that I really got to know Jesus Christ and who God was. And that's that point where I remember how joyful I was when I spoke in tongues for the first time, or when I really understood what it meant to be that Jesus Christ was my Lord. And I wanted to share how that speaking to someone and how there's a great example of that person is Jesus Christ. If you go back through the Gospels and just read how he approached people, there's different situations that he approaches. Sometimes it was one-on-one. Sometimes they came to him. Sometimes he just taught a large group that all of a sudden it was in front of him and God told him to speak. Sometimes it was just being invited to dinner or to someone touching the hem of his garment. And just kind of see his love and his compassion that he had for people to speak that. And he told his disciples that too. Throughout his ministry, he was always preparing his disciples. He gave them authority even before they were even born again, that he gave an authority, but they didn't quite understood it, you know. And so turn to Acts chapter 1, one of my favorite verses, because that's what I want to share with you. This time of ages can get so confusing, and I'll be honest, it's been a rough 2 years. And sometimes we fret, and sometimes we worry about things, and sometimes we just lose sight of what we're supposed to do, and we cry out, Lord, come, Lord. You know, we're like ready. And God, just in a still voice, kind of tells you, not yet, until then. Mm-hmm. And so that's what Jesus told his disciples in chapter 1, verse 8. But these shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. That's us. Thank you, Father. Mm-hmm. He prepared them. Look back in Mark chapter 16, verse 15. He was always teaching them. He was always preparing them to think bigger than what who they were, you know, but they didn't quite understand sometimes. In Mark 16, verse 15, and it says, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. I mean, that's everything. And I remember, you know, at the beginning of speaking the word, you kind of practice that with rocks and your cats and, you know, the baby in your hand and stuff, you know. And but God was always, Jesus was always teaching us. Look at Matthew chapter 28, And it says, and it'll be 2:20, "And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go thee therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." So what great promise that he shared. And if you go back and read the context, it's about them getting ready to go to Jerusalem and how he was telling them to stay there, you know. And there's that whole time between the resurrection and ascension is just an amazing testament of how Jesus spoke with people, you know. And he spoke again with a crowd. He spoke with two individuals on the road. He spoke at a dinner party, kind of, you know, where he tells him to come dine with me. And then he spoke to Peter one-on-one, you know. And go back and read that, because it's just amazing how he was preparing them for something so big and mighty. So Jesus Christ is our example. We should look back and see all the things that he did and how he shared the word. And the reason why, or what we want to do, is, of course, in Romans 10. So turn to Romans 10. We all should probably know this by heart. But verse 9, and I'll go ahead and read it. And it said, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Someone spoke to us. Someone took the time to speak to us about God's word. And it got to that moment where we said that, you know, and it was so amazing. I mean, I remember with Billy Graham, I was supposed to have been a counselor, but I got counseled, you know, and when he had powerful teaching and when he called people to come forth, you know, I remember going down and I remember how special that was and how it just changed my life. But it took many years later to really understand what that meant to me. And so God wants us to speak. And we know in Romans 10, verse 14, it says, "Thou then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" We have the awesome privilege to share the word with people. And the reason why I had you to go back to that moment of time was that joy that you felt when someone shared the word with you. And now think about that moment of time when you share the word with someone. And maybe at that moment they did get born again. Maybe not, but you had set that path for them. You spoke up and there was that joy that you remember when you shared with people the word, you know, and it's just something I think we need to remind ourselves, because we get so caught up with things and worry and frets and stuff that we forget the power that we have. And the reason why we have that authority and power is 2 Corinthians 5:20. And so this is why we can do it. And I remember when I heard that for the first time, I was 24 years old. I don't think I've ever heard that voice prior, I mean, that verse prior to that. I might have, but I never connected with it. But I remember when I heard that this verse, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as through God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be thee reconciled to God." Mm. You know? You and I are ambassadors, you know, and I still have that image of shoulders back and fat suit and just going out there and going, "I'm a son of God," you know, and speak the word. And it's something I've been just thinking about this whole last 6 months, about having that joy back again, because sometimes I get you know, like I said, I forget that joy of sharing the word with others and see them opening up to it, you know. And why we do it, turn to 1 John chapter 1. And verse 3 and 4. And it says, that we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. Truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. And these things I write unto you, that your joy may be full. Mm-hmm. And that's, I want that. I want my joy to be full. In Romans 15, verse 13, it pretty much kind of says the same thing. And it says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, to be able to share that with people, mostly now, you know, with new people, you know, I mean, I know we share among ourselves and we build each other up, but we need to start reaching out to everybody else, you know. I kind of had this image of, you know, we know Christ is coming back and we kind of like, we want it now, but in the meantime, until then, you know, God didn't want us to hide behind closed doors. I mean, I kind of was thinking that, yeah, you know, when Jesus Christ was risen, you know, the disciples hid because they didn't understand. They were fearful. And I think sometimes we do the same thing in our minds. We hide behind things out of fear, or we don't understand it. And God wants us to go to him. So I want to close with this part of the reason why Jesus Christ is our sample, and how we can carry that on in sharing God's word is with compassion. And that's our motivation, love, compassion, being kind, goodness, the walking by the Spirit. But compassion is when you're working with people and talking to people. So I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. 2:38. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness, every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto the disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray thee for the Lord of the harvest, and he shall send forth laborers unto his harvest. And that's us. You know, God wants us to have that compassion when we look at the multitude, because they're hurt, they're frightened, they're scared, they don't understand God's love, they don't understand God's word sometimes, and they don't understand who we are. And that's what should be our motivation, is to share the word with these people, because I am thankful that I went to a Billy Graham crusade. I'm very thankful for Marion Gibson, who was my best friend, who was gone for a year and wondering where the heck did she go. And she came back and she just shared the word with me like I had never heard it before. And at that moment of time, it got me on this journey. And so let's think of that now when we walk among the people, now that we're out and about, and share the word with people and have that joy and not be afraid. And I'll let you know, I'm afraid sometimes to speak up the word to people. But I also know that you can kind of share kind of in a different way to get them to understand the word. You know, it doesn't always have to be Bible and verse, but you kind of share how your life is, and they're going to go, oh, where did you learn that? Oh, well, right here, you know, and showed it to them. So that's what I wanted to share unto them, because I've been singing that song in my head for the last 3 weeks, the verse, you know. Until then, I'll keep on singing, you know. And it's like, God, I want to do that. I want to keep on singing, glorifying you, speaking your word, and just have that joyfulness that we can have when we walk with God through Christ. So that's one I wanted to share.
Yay.
Thank you, Christ. Father, we just so thank you for your word. We thank you how you work with so many men of God throughout the Bible to just write down the things of your heart so that we can walk each day with it. I just thank you how you bless us with so many things, how you promise us so many things that all we have to do, Father, is to claim it. I thank you what you have given to us through your Son, Jesus Christ, his example of how he walked in love and his compassion. And Father, I just thank you that each one of us can just bring back that joy that we can have in our hearts so we can just share it with all the people around us. And I thank you for this fellowship. I thank you for all the fellowship throughout the United States, the world, all the believers that are walking and believing your word right now. I just thank you for their lives, for their protection, and just how you just are there for them. Like you said, you're there till the end of earth. So I thank you for all this, your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.